Hello, I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco, and this is the Global Countdown, first broadcast on the briefing on the 8th of June.
Fernando, how are you today?
I'm feeling very good, Marcus. Enjoyed your chat about golf. It seems that you're a bit of an expert.
I'm learning. But now I'm learning also about singles chart somewhere in the world. Where are we going to this time round?
Let's go to Peru, Marcus. And Peru is a country that I didn't look very much when it comes to the global countdown. The reason for that, I mean, their music industry, I think it's growing, but when you look at the charts, there are a lot of people from other countries in Latin America. But I said, you know what, let's see what the Peruvians are enjoying. There is some Peruvian musicians here, starting at number 5, in fact. It's basically cumbia, Peruvian cumbia, that's the rhythm, which is very popular in the northern part of Peru. But with the years, I think now it's getting popular all across the country. And this is a classic example of it, is by a band called Claveles de la Cumbia, and the song is called Que Se Vaya, Let It Go. Que se vaya.
You know, Fernando, for some reason, this song takes me back to Finnish karaoke bars when someone's taken over the stage after 6 pints of lager.
Well, perhaps I have a different recall of that. I think it's quite a beautiful song. I mean, it sang from the heart. Maybe that's what you do at karaoke bars in Finland as well.
I know, after 6 pints, the emotions come out in Finland.
But I love that there's local rhythms, they're back in the charts. It's not just kind of reggaeton, which is heard all over Latin America. It has, you know, it has lots of soul in it. So I'm actually a big fan of the number 5 song.
Okay, are you as big of a fan when it comes to number 4 this chart?
I am. She is a global icon. I mean, it's undeniably so, especially in Latin America where she's from. She's from Colombia. It is, of course, Shakira. Mm. And this song is a beautiful one. It's called Acrostico. I'm not sure if in the clip you might be able to hear it, but Shakira's 2 sons, they sing in this track as well.
Cheap labor.
Well, perhaps. But this is Shakira with Acrostico at number 4. Una sonrisa tuya es mi debilidad. Quererte sirve de anestesia el dolor. Hace que me sienta mejor. Para lo que necesites estoy. Viniste a completar lo que soy. Se nos rompió solo un plato, no toda la vajilla.
You know, our production team just pointed out that also, I think Shakira may have some tax problems, so maybe this is just a way of...
No, I mean, she you know, she had some difficulties with her relationship with the footballer Piqué, which we might be discussing here later in the show as well. But I think it's a beautiful song, and it's quite a bit sad as well. In the lyrics, she says, "Loving you serves as an anesthesia for the pain. It makes me feel better." Mm-hmm. So the song is about the love she has for her 2 sons.
Fernando, before we move on, you said that she's a global icon. I'm wondering how it goes to your kind of ranking list when it comes to female artists. Where is Madonna and where is Shakira?
Well, no, Madonna's always number 1. There's no question of that. But Shakira, she would be definitely top 5 even.
Oh.
You know, I think she's a little bit underrated in some countries, but you know what? She is incredible. I've been listening to Shakira since the mid-90s when she was only singing in Spanish and she was not actually well known in the US or Europe. But look at her. And you know what, Marcus? She's back at number 3. And this song, to be fair, we actually discussed this a little bit on the Global Countdown already, but the song is staying in the charts. This song she sang with Argentinian producer Bizarrap. So basically, Bizarrap invites an artist for a music session. Mm-hmm. So this song's called Music Sessions number 53. So that's the name of all the songs.
What do you think Music Sessions number 53 is all about when you look at the lyrics?
Well, this one, it's a little bit of a dig at her ex-husband, Gerard Piqué. That's when she says, you traded a Ferrari for a Twingo. I mean, it was quite savage, actually. And good on Shakira. Let's hear number 3, Music Sessions number 53. Hace rato que yo te vi tocar ese gato. Una loba como yo no está pa' novato. Una loba como yo no está pa' tipo como tú. Pa' tipo como tú.
Angry Shakira there with Bizarrap.
Angry Shakira, soft Shakira, she's good in every single way. But Marcus, can we talk about trends here? And number two, this is a big trend for 2023. for a moment, I forgot the year we were at. Basically, regional music from Mexico is having a renaissance in the charts. And
it's, also outside of Mexico.
Oh, absolutely. You know, of course, in Mexico, it's always been popular, but now it's topping the charts in the US. It's also dominating.
I was trying to listen to Finnish radio earlier today. I couldn't hear any regional Mexican music yet.
You guys have to catch up. Well, give a few months and I'm sure you'll be listening to Grupo Frontera as well.
Let's see.
And Grupo Frontera, you know, I said regional Mexican, but they are actually an American band from Texas with Mexican...
Okay.
No. Well, with Mexican heritage, of course, because, you know...
Great example of what is to come.
There is a big community there. And they invited Bad Bunny, the massive Puerto Rican pop star. I mean, he is literally the biggest pop star at the time, probably bigger than Justin Bieber. I mean, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, of course. I mean, we have to give credit where it's due. This is Grupo Frontera and Bad Bunny with Un Quesito. Ya nada me hace reír. Solo cuando veo las fotos y los videos que tengo de ti. Salí con otra para olvidarte y tenía el perfume que te gusta a ti. Prendo para irme a dormir, porque duermo mejor si sueño que estás aquí. Si supieras que te escribí, te he mandado los mensajes, siguen todos ahí. Wow.
A great example of regional Mexican music straight from America.
Well, yes, but a lot of Mexican heritage as well. And actually in the US, there was always, even the Grammys, they have a special category, say the best regional Mexican album as well. So it's been there, but now it's really topping the pop charts. Number one, a little bit of a change of
exciting tune. Moment. What do we have over there?
Very exciting. I mean, reggaeton, I mean, remains big. I think regional Mexican is big. But what about Mexican reggaeton, Marcus?
I was just about to ask this from you.
I mean, you know what? This is my music tip for 2023. Look at the Mexican charts as well. I know we're looking at the Peruvian charts, but I think Mexico is creating a lot of new music. There's the regional style that we just heard, but also this kind of more modern reggaeton, kind of Latin trap. This song is by YNG Lucas. He's a Mexican rapper with another Mexican musician, Peso Pluma, and the song is called La Bebe. Quiere que le ponga música pa' que baile hasta abajo la bebé. Quiero que le ponga música pa' que baile hasta abajo la bebé. Bebimos par de botellas y uno se recuerda que lo hicimos ayer. Is this going to go to our playlist? Well, I'm not sure. Shakira, as you know, she's always on our playlist. I mean, I think it's a good song, but perhaps it works better on a dance floor. You know, it's about a girl who likes to dance reggaeton. It's very simple, but it's the pleasures of summer.
So what we learned today when we were looking at the Peruvian charts is to keep an eye on what's going on in Mexico.
Yes.
Are you doing that next week?
But also that Peruvian traditional cumbia bands, they're also having a little renaissance in Peru. We should also keep an eye on that.
Wise words from Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Thank you very much.